tiny little sea ticks. They're so tiny, you can hardly see them, this little black speck, but they will flat eat you up.
What about the kind of insect that bites you and sucks your blood? Not a tick, an insect, and you'll slap at it.
A mosquito.
Okay. There's an insect that hops along in the grass in front of you.
Grasshoppers.
You ever hear it called a hoppergrass over there?
Yeah.
Would you have said hoppergrass that when you were a child? Or?
No, we used to call them grasshoppers.
Okay.
Maybe we had it backwards.
No, I just wonder. Some people do call it. Is very small fish used for bait?
A shiner, they call it. It's a little bitty fish. They they dip them out of the branches and places. I believe that's what they call them, shiners. Now, they might have another name.
Yeah, I've heard of shiners.
Uh-huh.
The parts of a tree under the ground are its
roots.
Do you remember any medicine that you used to make from roots or herbs that you found, or weeds or plants?
Well, let's see. Now, eucalyptus. Of course, they don't grow wild. They're hard, kind of hard to grow. That's what Vick Save's made from. Yeah.
Back in the old days, when you got sick, did your mother get medicine for you from the store, from the doctor, or did she ever make any?
Oh, she now. They used to use catnip tea.
What was it good for?
I don't know, they give it to babies, I think, for the hives when they used to have them. And now colored people, they get rabbit tobacco and some other kind of roots and things and make them a tea. I'd be scared to take that.
What was it supposed to be good for?
They said it was good for colds or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mr. mentioned a couple of weeds that he had
heard of. Oh, he did. I expect he
used to.
Uh-huh.
When he was a boy.
Yeah.
People had used sometimes.
Did you remember?
Was there anything? I don't recall. I haven't written it down yet. It's so hard to remember everything.
Yeah.
But I remember he did mention it.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of anyone using the bark off a tree for medicine?
Red oak. They used to put that in the chicken's water.
They did? Uh-huh. What was it supposed to do for them?
It was good for cholera, they said.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear anybody putting Watkins liniment in a chicken's food to make it
lay? Yeah.
Is that right? I heard that lately and I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
How about that? There's a shrub, and it really grows to be a pretty good sized thing. It could be a tree, I suppose. The leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it has little red bunches of berries.
Oh, that's not poke berries, but oh, I know that name just as well as
they used to use the berries to tan leather.
Yeah, right? Oh, they grow up and the leaves are real red. Oh, what do they call that? I know what it is, but I can't call it right now. Not poke berries. Shoemake. That's I knew it, but I just couldn't think of it. Yeah, I did. I think they are pretty.
What kind of bushes make your skin break out when you brush up against them?
Poison ivy.
Anything else?
And poison ivy and poison oak.
Are they different?
Uh-huh.
How can you tell them apart?
Well, poison ivy, the leaf is a little different. And poison oak, it blooms.
It blooms?
It has a red bloom on it.
Are they both vines or shrubs or what?
They're vines.
What kinds of berries are grown around here?
Well, blackberries,